This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Catherine Rowe Vertifivelli. K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Last name Rowe-Vertifivelli. Date of birth 12/02/1985. Date of appointment 11/21/2024. Requesting physician Samantha Riley, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. R-E-L-Y-E-A-P-A. Dear Samantha Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Catherine Rowe Vertifivelli today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 38-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. 1 month ago, she started having episodes of lightheadedness, confusion, anxiety. Not sure she remember. She start to get dizzy, lightheaded, skin becomes cold and clammy. She fainted at work. At that time she was holding a patient and then sat down and blacked out, woke up quickly. She was eaten at that day in the morning. She was taken to the urgent care of St. Mary's Hospital. Started to get lightheaded. Heart rate was low. Blood pressure was okay. Started to feel a weird sensation. Have more frequent migraine. Now 2 per week. It is start on the back of the head and back of the neck on the left side with photophobia, with phonophobia, involving the temple also, with nausea, no vomiting, with dizziness. Ibuprofen or aspirin help her. She uses medical marijuana also. She has a history of injury 14 years ago. Now she is having arms and hands numbness. Before fainting, she felt dizzy. For the last 2 months, her vision are changing. She feels blurry. In the urgent care, heart rate was low, 45. She is going to get echocardiogram and heart rate monitoring. EKG was okay. She is having buzzing feeling in the feet. Sometimes becomes confused about real memory or dream memory. Past medical history, migraine, seasonal allergy, history of accident and fall, past surgical history, cyst removal from the right shoulder, allergy to cephalosporin antibiotic, medication, birth control pill, now she stopped it. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. She drinks wine over the weekend. She uses medical cannabis. She is a veterinary technician. She is married, lives with the husband, have no children, family is the mother alive. Hypothyroidism, father alive, diabetic, no sibling, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, blackout, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound, present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 38-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, rule out seizure. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Number 6, back pain. Number 7, lightheadedness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order carotid ultrasound, MRI of the brain, and EEG. Her syncope can be related to the migraine. Seizure is less likely. I offered them preventative medication, but she chose abortive medication, so I will prescribe Imitrex 25 milligram 1 PRN for migraine, Q2 hours. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.